3, the Archangels. Archangels are the offspring of the Creator Son and the Universe Mother Spirit. They are the highest type of high spirit being produced in large numbers in a local universe, and at the time of the last registry, there were almost 800,000 in Nebadon. Archangels are one of the few groups of local universe personalities who are not normally under the jurisdiction of Gabriel. They are not in any manner concerned with the routine administration of the universe, being dedicated to the work of creature survival and to the furtherance of the ascending career of the mortals of time and space. While not ordinarily subject to the direction of the bright and morning star, the archangels do sometimes function by his authority. They also collaborate with others of the universe aides, such as the evening stars, as is illustrated by certain transactions depicted in the narrative of life transplantation on your world. The Archangel Corps of Nebadon is directed by the firstborn of this order, and in more recent times, a divisional headquarters of the archangels has been maintained on Urantia. It is this unusual fact that soon arrests the attention of extra-Nebadon student visitors. Among their early observations of intra-universe transactions is the discovery that many ascendant activities of the brilliant evening stars are directed from the capital of a local system, Satania. On further examination, they discover that certain archangel activities are directed from a small and apparently insignificant inhabited world called Urantia. And then ensues the revelation of Michael's bestowal on Urantia, and their immediately quickened interest in you and your lowly sphere. Do you grasp the significance of the fact that your lowly and confused planet has become a divisional headquarters for the universe administration and direction of certain archangel activities having to do with the Paradise Ascension Scheme? This undoubtedly presages the future concentration of other ascendant activities on the bestowal world of Michael, and lends a tremendous and solemn import to the Master's personal promise, "I will come again." In general, the archangels are assigned to the service and ministry of the Avanal Order of Sonship, but not until they have passed through extensive preliminary training in all phases of the work of the various ministering spirits. A corps of 100 accompanies every Paradise Bestowal Son to an inhabited world, being temporarily assigned to him for the duration of such a bestowal. If the Magisterial Son should become temporary ruler of the planet, these archangels would act as the directing heads of all celestial life on that sphere. 2 senior archangels are always assigned as the personal aides of a Paradise of Avanal on all planetary missions, whether involving judicial actions, magisterial missions, or bestowal incarnations. When this Paradise Son has finished the judgment of a realm and the dead are called to record, the so-called resurrection, it is literally true that the seraphic guardians of the slumbering personalities respond to the voice of the archangel. The roll call of a dispensation termination is promulgated by an attendant archangel. This is the Archangel of the Resurrection, sometimes referred to as the Archangel of Michael. The Worlds of the Archangels. The 7th group of the encircling Salvington worlds, with their associated satellites, is assigned to the archangels. Sphere number 1 and all of its 6 tributary satellites are occupied by the personality record keepers. This enormous corps of recorders busy themselves with keeping straight the record of each mortal of time, from the moment of birth up through the universe career, until such an individual either leaves Salvington for the super-universe regime, or is blotted out of recorded existence by the mandate of the Ancients of Days. It is on these worlds that personality records and identification sureties are classified, filed, and preserved during that time which intervenes between mortal death and the hour of repersonalization, the resurrection from death.